ABC Radio Australia.
2020 has got off to a rocky start for media freedom in the Pacific, with Tonga's government suspending three senior broadcasters, including a station manager of the national broadcaster. They've been accused of inciting political distrust, and it's left Pacific media groups very concerned, as Evan Wasuka reports.
The relationship between governments and the media is a shaky one in the Pacific. 2019 was particularly telling, with several high-profile incidents testing media freedom in the region.
The crew of Australian current affairs program 60 Minutes is being deported from Kiribati.
Well, Vanuatu's Supreme Court has quashed a travel ban that had been imposed on the Pacific journalist Dan McGarry.
2020 has started off badly, with the suspension of three senior broadcasters at the Tonga Broadcasting Commission. Lisa Williams-Lahari is a media rights advocate with the group Pacific Freedom Forum.
I feel that it's like deja vu all over again. There are recurring themes when it comes to media freedom and the challenges of being a Pacific journalist in this part of the world.
Television station manager Setita Tui Onetoa and news anchors Salamo Fulivai and Vilisoni Tui were put on notice shortly after an interview panel with the Prime Minister. Kalafi Mawala is a long-time journalist and a veteran of Tonga's media industry.
One of the complaints the Prime Minister felt that they were treated quite unfairly, that there were questions and statements that were made by the interviewer without giving them a chance to explain themselves.
The Tonga Broadcasting Commission has accused the trio of inciting distrust against the Prime Minister and government, political bias, and breaching the organisation's constitution. The three broadcasters were unable to talk to Pacific Beat because of the employment contract. But the lack of information around the case and the absence of a grievance process is a worry for Lisa Williams-Lahari and media rights advocates.
There's still too much secrecy. There's still too much shame and misunderstanding. And out of that grows fear in the ranks of journalists who are watching each other and going, oh, they got sent home for being a journalist. I need to mind myself, watch myself.
The Tonga Broadcasting Commission has not responded to our request for comments, but journalist Kalafi Mawala says there's more to the current situation than meets the eye. He says there's a history of governments purging the state broadcaster of journalists who have been critical.
So whoever is in government has always been, particularly the previous government, always been trying to control what goes on in terms of what happens in the newsroom. And so this new government has come in and they've basically done the same thing.
Mr. Mawala says there is some merit in the allegations and all eyes are on the ombudsman who will be investigating the claims. While advocates have raised their concerns, Mr. Mawala says the reaction from the public has been muted.
I think they're tired of the politicization of things happening, especially things concerning media. Secondly, the public feels that this is an issue that nothing to do with freedom of speech, with freedom of the press.
Lisa Williams-Lahari says the Tonga situation is a troubling one and an indicator of the state of the media in the Pacific.
You know, we've got real crises on our doorstep in terms of climate change, the continuing issues around gender, social injustice, governance, open government, and the need for dialogue on big topics. And that's not going to happen without a vigorous, well-informed, feisty, independent media.